Howdy, regulars. This is regular dispatch number 4. Too bad you weren't here 6 months ago, was a lament I heard on my visit to Nebraska. You could have seen the astonishing spectacle of the sandhill cranes, thousands of them, feeding and even dancing on the shores of the Platte River. There was no point in pointing out the impossibility of my being there then, because I happened to be somewhere else. So I nodded and put on a look of mild disappointment, if only to be a part of the commiseration. It was the same look I remember wearing about 6 months ago in Georgia, when I was told that I had just missed the spectacular annual outburst of azaleas, brilliant against the green backdrop of spring. And the same in Vermont 6 months before that, when I arrived shortly after the magnificent foliage had gloriously peaked, Mother Nature, as she is called, having touched the hills with her many-colored brush. A phenomenon that occurs, like the others, around the same time every year, when I am apparently off in another state, stuck in a motel lobby with the local paper and a styrofoam cup of coffee, busily missing God knows what. That's a poem by Billy Collins, I believe, The Sandhill Cranes of Nebraska. Billy Collins is awesome. I will post a link to his reading of that in the show notes, and a couple of others of his. We had one of his poems, it's called The Litany, read at our wedding, actually. He's great. He's hilarious. My mind drifted back to that poem over the weekend, thinking about Doug Somm and his 1977 Farewell to Austin. Austin having, jumped the shark or whatever. He thought at the time that sort of the groove, the magic of Austin was lost to ego and growth and everything. And it wasn't necessarily that that's completely untrue. It's just that who cares? And, wherever you are, wherever we are, we're here now. The sentiment reminds me of Jocko Willink and his little highlight clip about good. That no matter what happens, sort of his response is always good. Let's go. Even if it's bad news, good. Now we know. Let's pick up and let's get back to it. That kind of thing. And it also reminds me a lot of Julian Simon. I'll have to get into some Julian Simon here in a bit. But his idea, he had a lot of ideas, but his book, The Ultimate Resource, and there's an Ultimate Resource 2, is all about how what we really don't need is oil. What we really don't even need is energy that the oil makes. What we need is human ingenuity. That's the ultimate resource. So for each of us, sort of, wherever you are, whatever you're thinking of doing, please start doing it and tell other people that you're doing it and then make it better. Or if you see somebody else who started doing something, go help them get in it. And that's it for today.